Where are we today, Keith? Oh, brunch with your in-laws. We didn't get the invite.
You know where we are? We're in the middle of Mumfest, George.
That's where
we are today.
Funnel cake season.
But seriously, why didn't we get invited to the brunch?
It sounded like there were a lot of people going.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's not an exclusive list. There's a lot of people. She made multiple breakfast casseroles, Craig.
Multiple?
You like an egg?
I love an egg. I love egg casseroles. I love a quiche.
I mean, you like things in eggs.
Wait. Quiche is egg casserole.
Well, what if it had potatoes, though? That changes the...
Is the base still egg?
The flavor profile. Yes, it's egg. It's like you wanted eggs. You wanted a full plate of breakfast meals, but you just didn't care what order it came in.
I know how Neil would answer this question, but I'm going to ask you, George,
because
I'm not sure how you would
feel
about it. If you learned that there was a party or a brunch
that
was happening,
right?
Lots of people were going.
Sure.
And then you learned that you weren't invited.
I learned that today.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
Hungry. but also resentful. Resentfully hungry.
So everybody is brunching today.
I heard about all these brunches.
There was a 5K this morning.
I drove right into it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, nice. I did.
There was a 5K for Mumfest?
Yeah. And with mimosas.
Did I tell you I've been asked to MC a 5K?
Oh, was it the Trail to Tryon?
Yes. Is that your fault? Did you send them to me?
All I did was say, no, I won't do it.
Why don't you call George?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Several questions, but I'm going to start with, why is there an MC for a 5K?
That's what I said.
So I need to know what an MC does in a 5K.
Which is why there's not an MC for a 5K.
There is now, baby, and you're looking at him.
Did you agree to it?
Of course he did.
Are you saying?
Okay. I don't have anything on my schedule at 7 a.m. on November, whatever it is.
I did look at the calendar.
All right, what's the entry fee? It sounds like I'm going to have to go see what you're doing.
Well, and I asked her, I said, I think what I actually said was, happy to help, sounds like fun. And then I was like, what am I going to do? And she says, you'll figure it out. It'd be fun. She'd seen the Walking Bathtub show.
That's not what she said, is it?
I think so.
Yeah. Do you remember when we were at the Bruin and you and I were sitting there and they came up and said, I've got to ask you about doing something.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Gotcha. I was like, maybe. Let me think about it. They asked you first? Yeah. I told you this already, but it's because she knows me. She doesn't really know you.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't really know me.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Like George felt left out from the beginning.
Why doesn't she know me? No,
I put banjo videos up.
I mean, that's what I told her.
I said, make myself available.
Yeah, I said I'll probably bring a banjo. She said, "Great!
I have a public Google calendar that everyone can see. Yeah.
Everybody knows what I'm doing every other morning."
You should do a fundraiser that's called Phil George's Calendar, and then you just publicly post your Google calendar and say, "If it's available, you can
fill it up
space for." A cut rate of $20 an hour.
Fill it up.
Or a specific food list that equates to $20.
Is there brunch? If there's brunch, I'll be there. Banjo or not.
Of course, we also had another friend. I think everybody here was on. Was everybody on that text of, hey, my wife is kicking me out of the house because I have a brunch. Is anything going on?
No, I wasn't on that either. What is this text thread?
I was on that list.
Who is that?
Well, I'm not going to tell you now.
You might as well. They're not my friend.
I feel left out.
Keith. No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Oh, that's where he is.
That's where he is.
No. I'm not on that text thread either.
Okay.
And I didn't even know about other brunches going on. I'm learning about all the things this morning that I wasn't
like, there's a brunch at my house.
Oh, is
that
what
the hell, Neil? We're friends.
I'm not even invited.
I love eggs.
I'm not even invited to the brunch at my house.
Okay. Well,
this is a girl's brunch.
It's not.
It's not a girl's brunch?
It's not.
You're not invited.
She knew I wouldn't be there.
Your wife knows you do this on Sunday mornings.
Yes.
That's why she scheduled it then?
Maybe.
Yep.
That would be a good question. That'd be a good question for Claire.
Okay. Well, what time does it end?
By 1 o'clock.
Because
my set construction guy is over there right now and ask the way I found out.
Ethan got invited?
Yeah.
His last name's not even Oliver.
So when I started this question, I didn't realize that I was really going to be scratching at something that's very real.
FOMO is real.
FOMO's real.
FOMO's real.
There are brunches happening this morning with your friends at somebody's house that's at this table.
My former friends.
And nobody thought to invite you.
You know what? A vast majority of my friends were all together last night, and I enjoyed the shit out of being on my couch.
We were. Yeah, that's right. We were at the improv and then afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But you were invited.
Was I?
You were.
Yeah. You always
invited. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's what I said. Like, I know you don't care. Yeah. You're yeah. fine. Yeah. You're always fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
George and I could plan a party right now and turn our backs to you and ignore you and you'd be like, okay.
You know what I would think? I would think there's a very good reason they think I either would be disinterested or shouldn't go to this party.
Yeah.
Because you guys know me well enough to know.
That's a defense mechanism.
I don't think so.
It serves us well.
Because if you
it
were
works,
like,
but
because if yeah. you were like Neil, there's some stuff going on there that you're just not going to enjoy.
Like eggs? You don't like eggs now? Do you not eat eggs? You eat eggs. The problem is everybody
like,
eats eggs.
Is there like a drag brunch happening at your house? Is there like a big party?
I don't think it's a drag brunch.
Okay.
It's they do like this monthly brunch thing, I think.
Monthly. Who is they? Who are these people?
Every month you've been left out, George.
So here's my
brunch. Or that never were my friends.
Here's my typical brunch problem. It is a lot of our theater friends, and it winds up being theater conversation, which is great. But today, what I don't want is theater conversation because all of my time right now is there yep. with as close as we are to Adam's family.
That means you got a lot to add to the theater
so
conversation.
So if I had nothing to do this morning, I would probably still have left the house, driven down to the beach, and had breakfast at the little place down in Morehead City. I would have done something like that just to get away from.
Would you have invited us to that trip?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear there's a house in Beaufort that's got pretty good breakfast.
That's where Keith is, supposedly, with all the casseroles.
It's a rental. It's not even a real house. They don't know what pans they have.
I feel like I missed out on brunches a long time ago. I used to do them every once in a while when I was in a band. I'd party a little bit,
okay.
Sleep in till maybe 10 o'clock in
and
the morning.
Have brunch with the bandmates.
Yes, and friends and everybody else who was yeah. up late. Yeah. Right, let's have brunch at 10 a.m. And I know this doesn't work for you. Like 10 a.m.
I was gonna say I have a different brunch problem.
Yeah,
yeah. You're up at 3:45 today, so it's just call it lunch. Just drop the B on.
Drop right? the B.
I had eggs. Hour brunch. I had brunch. Eggs. I had eggs hours ago.
Tell you what, I'm all you people that don't invite me to brunch, you can't come to my brunch. That's our new thing.
What drop are you the
bees. We're dropping the bees. That's all you bees don't get to come into our brunch.
We're dropping the unch. It's just bruh.
Just brunch or just unch. That's no, right. No bruh. BRs.
Yeah. What's on the menu, bruh?
Probably eggs.
But that is like a lot of times I eat breakfast an hour or so before Panera because I'm freaking hungry.
But the point isn't going to the brunch. The point is kind of being invited. It's not about the eggs, Craig.
But there is. But you have to have the expectation.
Even I like what you did there. I like what you did there.
Even if it's because you're not available for certain things. Like, yeah. All right, they're not going to ever come to this.
Yeah.
But George would. I mean, his calendar is public. We all know.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah. I mean, I'm an MC for Trail to Try On.
Which is a
5K.
That and starts
no, early.
He's wrong.
It's not a 5K?
It's a 5K and a 10K and a half.
Yeah, yeah, but nobody's really doing those. No.
So what that means is not only do you have the like 16 to 45 minute group that you're going to have to wait for, you're going to have to wait for the half marathon person who really was not actually prepared for a 5K, but decided they were doing a half marathon.
I ain't got time for that.
So you're going to have like a 4.5 hour yeah, run cycle.
Are you emceeing the end and the awards as well?
That is on Saturday, November 11th, which I think is our final
it is.
Week, final day of the Adam Show.
It is.
I wrote on my calendar 6:30 to 8:30, so I'm out of there at 8:30.
Ooh.
Because I got band practice at 11.
You may want to talk to them.
Or not.
So, if they want you for anything after the race has started, that will not be enough time.
Right.
No, it won't.
That's what I'm hoping. Will they've already served the eggs? Will the eggs already be served? That's the question.
They don't serve eggs typically at races.
They also don't typically have MCs. If I'm going to MC, there needs to be a brunch.
So when we do Spartan brunch. Races, when we do Spartan races, they release you in waves of like 50 people.
Okay.
Because thousands of people obviously come to do these things, and they have an MC at the beginning, and it's like a hype man. Yeah, it's okay. Functionally a hype man.
Is he playing an instrument?
He is not.
Is he rapping?
Not the ones that I've met. Okay. But it's
was
like
he just going, let's go.
Oh no, it's like Spartans. You know, it's like that okay. whole thing. It's the people who get into that whole machismo of it.
So if it's Trail to Tryon, should I do like the duel? Should that be my hype up?
DeGraffenreads!
You need to ask if you can be in colonial garb.
I'm planning on it. I don't get that many opportunities to wear my colonial garb.
Or maybe you're the trail guy. Maybe you're not the Tryon guy.
Oh,
maybe
so I need to be a pioneer?
Yeah. Like
John Lawson.
Oh, from Lawson Creek Park.
Yes.
Or just Lawson Creek.
Or just...
Or Dawson's Creek. You could be Dawson.
I'll be the One Tree Hill version.
Yeah.
Just dress as a mound with a tree on top of your head.
Hi, I'm Dawson's tree.
Everybody's like, spend 30 minutes explaining who you are.
And at the end of it, they say, look, all I got out of that is that's not somebody we invite to brunch. No,
are we
just
gonna start the race?
Yeah. Everybody gets cold. They're all like trying to stay warm out there, stretching.
It turns into how many eggs can the MC eat before he releases us?
It's going to be Cool Hand,
Cool Hand Lawson. Brunch for one.
That is a great Halloween costume in case you need one. I'm not going to do it, but you could just be Cool Hand Luke and just like walk around.
God.
Well, it's like you know, there's somebody on the 5K team this morning that has a mimosa in hand the whole time people are coming across the finish line.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's other people on the 5K planning team going, wait, an MC? What is he going to do?
I don't know. It'll be fun. It's George. He'll figure it out. He's going to be there. He's going to pass out the awards because that's what they're thinking right now.
Yeah. They're thinking you're going to pass out awards.
I might. Maybe I'll stay. Are there eggs?
There's actually an egg award for you if you stay and pass them all out.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's going to wind up about noon.
Okay. That would still work for me on my calendar, which is public. I have band practice at 1. So
what if a brunch is a real thing that they just give you lunch after you run?
Exactly. There you go. Trail to Tryon brunch.
Don't say it like that.
So at the end of like all the Spartan races, you get handed basically stuff from all the sponsors at the end. So you get Save the Banana. The bananas are not sponsored by the Banana Council. But
we cut to the Banana Council.
we gotta stop funding 5Ks.
But you get like these weird energy drinks and like recovery drinks and things like that while you're walking.
Do you get the squishy stuff? The gels?
I do the gels. I do those on the way depending on the length of the race.
Okay.
Like the half marathons, I will take a few of those with me.
Okay. When do you eat the eggs?
The next day. Eggs are touchy, man. They can be dangerous.
What does that mean?
If you get the person who doesn't cook eggs right, man, you don't want to be in the middle of a race and find out you had a bad egg.
Mason and I were at Waffle House a couple weeks ago, and we always get eggs over hard. And they came, and there was a new waitress. She goes, I think these are more over medium. Are you okay? We were like, sure. They were over not cooked. It was like...
Over white?
Have you ever had...
Over so, clear?
Yes. You ever had where the white... opens up and clear stuff goes all over your plate. That's what they were.
I've never eaten that.
Not eat it.
Yeah. You didn't eat it?
Most of it. One of them was more white and viscous than the other, and that was Mason's egg. But yeah.
Did he send it back?
No.
What?
You know.
No!
That's so gross.
Yeah, it just filled the plate with white and clear.
No. That would have gone bad.
Like, over hard is the easiest egg you can make.
You just cook it till it's
dead.
Yeah. We started an episode, and then we talked about eggs and FOMO and brunch for way too long. Keith, are you out? Did you jump out a window yet? This is what happens when you're not here, man. I blame you.
This all because he wasn't here to ask where we were.
That's right. We didn't even talk about the picture, which has nothing to do with eggs.
We're going to send him another time.
The picture, nothing.
No, we want him to listen to this one.
Oh, I'm not telling him what the timestamps are. I'm just sending him timestamps.
I'm sorry, future Keith.
Where are we today? Wait, we gotta get a clean edit.